Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, The Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Mumbai to Marrakesh, Stockholm to Denver, Colorado, we are The Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this glorious Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific time here in Los Angeles. And when I say glorious, I mean glorious.
Another fantastic morning, Mark. A little chilly, though, but this has been some wacky weather the last couple weeks here.
69 degrees. Clouds are roaming out there.
Blue skies.
Love it.
Palm trees are blowing.
Welcome to Shangri-La.
Shangri-La. And good morning, everybody. And our show today, as every Tuesday morning, is brought to you by iBidForStorage.com. That's iBid4Storage.com. They are a self-storage and self-storage auction company based in Canada and the U.S. for the last 22 years. Their goal is to help you find the self-storage unit auction that best fits your budget needs. Again, it's iBidForStorage.com, or you could reach them at 844-424-3669. iBidForStorage.com.
Nice. Real nice.
Right on. So what's happening this Tuesday morning,
Mark? It's a great Tuesday. I can't believe we're almost the end of March. It's the first week, I guess, of spring.
And yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's right.
First week of spring. And we're a couple of days away to the 1st of April. When April comes around, and it's spring full speed ahead. You know, get out the white pants, get out your spring pastel colors, and get ready to enjoy an explosion of color. You know, we've just coming off a cold, dreary, wet winter, and now you lead on to the only good gong for winter is Christmas. You know, I mean, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, we don't have the colors, the seasons here. So out here, it's no big deal. But, you know, if you live back east, you get the fall or autumn, whatever, you get the leaves changing, then you get it snowing and what have you. And, you know, like our cousin Tiana the other day, Mark, was saying how she would love to go to move to Chicago.
Yeah, she can. She'd never make it.
She'd never survive that winter. But it's a great place to go for, I mean, the East Coast to you know, for a short period of time. But, yeah, we had a lousy day. We had beautiful weather over the weekend in the 80s, and yesterday was cold, gloomy, and muggy, and it was dreary and drizzling.
Remember Sunday at Easter brunch? We were out dining al fresco out in the backyard, and it was so hot. Everybody had to move their chairs to get closer to the umbrellas because it was so warm.
Isn't that crazy?
And then you go 24 hours later. Yesterday was raining.
Yeah.
Was gray. Was dreary. Was cold. And today it's a gorgeous day.
You know, Mark, I know we open up the show every Tuesday, probably the first 5 to 7 minutes of the show, talking about the weather, and our fans, hopefully, or our listeners are thinking, either they're loving what we're saying or they're hating it, but it's just the wacky weather and the great weather at the same time that we have to deal with here, or not deal with, enjoy.
Yeah.
Like I said, just yesterday, it was a gloomy day. It was darn right depressing.
Well, it's one of the great things about living in Los Angeles is the weather. I mean, it's the weather, and it's something you got to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm proud of the weather. I love the weather here, so I'm going to talk about the weather here.
And like you said, at Easter Sunday, we were at your place eating al fresco, and it was darn right hot.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Yeah.
We were eating outside. I'm watching. Everybody's wearing the sunglasses. I mean, everybody had the sunglasses on, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
And
Richie didn't take his off even when he went inside the house. It's like he's Jack Nicholson or something. Or who does he think he is?
Yeah. When Mark says Richie, we're talking about one of our cousins. So anyhow, but fantastic Easter weekend. Hope everybody enjoyed it. Did you get a chance to watch the Ten Commandments?
It was 4.5 hours, and you know what? I didn't get around to putting it on at any time at all.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of commercials, but you know, I ended up watching the last hour and a half of it, and it didn't seem like it was that crazy. And that's a long time. I'm very curious to check out the ratings. That always does pretty good, but it's just a very – none of us being very religious, but that's just a fantastic movie to watch. I mean, 1956, it's in prime time. It's a great – Charlton Heston was great. Speaking of which, I mean, he had his auction last week. Did you know?
Yeah, it was at the I think it was the same place that Ringo Starr had and the Joan Collins had theirs, right?
Yeah, you don't know anything about why it was being auctioned? Or
the only thing I could figure is the son, Brandon Heston, who was in who directed The Motherlode many, many decades ago.
Oh.
I guess maybe his mother just passed away recently.
Yeah.
And, you know, Chuck's been gone for about 10 years, I guess. So yeah. I think mother may have passed, and so he figured, why do I need to keep all this stuff?
Yeah, I'll make some money off of it. I was just kind of curious. I know you usually keep tuned to that. But anyhow, before we go much further with the show, Mark, let's start off like we do every Tuesday after we do our sponsorship forum with the birthday celebrations.
Great.
And each week it seems to be getting a little more interesting and spread out and a little more broad with who we're wishing happy birthday wishes to. Not a lot of big-time names you'll be familiar with today, but again, as usual, our usual Viners and YouTubers and Snapchat people seems to be expanding on a daily basis.
That's the number one thing we got every week for these birthdays now.
So birthday wishes today go out to Juanita Zurito. She's a 20-year-old Viner.
Wow.
Juanita Zurito. It's amazing how so many people are finding fame with this avenue of social media.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Here we go. Here's another one, Mark. Back to back. CJ So Cool is 27 years old today, and he's a YouTuber. So we jump from Juanita Viner to CJ So Cool to a YouTuber.
Wow.
How about that, right?
Never heard of either one of those guys.
Yeah, but I can't say that you've heard of any YouTuber, could you?
No.
Yeah. Scott Wilson. The name probably doesn't ring a bell with you. Scott Wilson. He was, I only know him from two things. The original Great Gatsby. He was the gasoline
station. Oh, he's the guy from The
Walking Dead. Yeah. How old?
Who's in the Damien, by the way.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He's Damien.
I'd say he's, let me see. I'd say he is 79.
74.
Okay. 74. He looks older, though.
Yeah, 74. Love from Lyax. Love from Lyax. She is a 17-year-old YouTuber.
Wow.
All of a sudden today, it's with these crazy names. The one Viner, she's Juanita Zurito. Maybe that's not too crazy. To CJ So Cool, to Love from Lyax.
Interesting names.
Yeah. How about that?
Is that it?
Well, for his Viners and so forth. Sam Walton. Sam Walton. If he was still with us today.
He would be, I'd say, 99.
98.
Okay.
Yeah, he died at the age of 74.
Okay. Well, young.
Yeah, died at the age of 74. But
I bet you he was a smoker.
Yeah, he probably,
was. Emphysema.
Cy Young. Baseball great. Cy Young. You saw the movie that Tommy Lee Jones played him in. Cy Young.
Huh.
How old would he be today?
I haven't a clue.
Yeah, 149.
Oh.
Yeah. He died at age 85 in 1955.
Wow.
Yeah. But who was Fancy? Who's Fancy? She's a pop singer, not a YouTuber.
Who's Fancy?
Who's Fancy? Yeah. Mm. Earl Campbell, football great, who I thought would be a little older than this. Earl Campbell, considered to some the best running back of all time. Earl Campbell, 61 today.
Wow.
And Eric Idle from Monty Python fame. I bet you're not within 5 years of his age. Eric Idle.
Okay, 74.
73, buddy.
Yeah, I'm 1 year away.
Bingo. Right on. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating today on what the hell is
it? You know what? We ought to have, 29th? You know, we do celebrations every morning of our show for the birthdays. The way people are croaking, we also should do a mention of the people that have recently passed away. We had breaking news this morning.
Yeah, Patty Duke.
Oscar winner Patty Duke.
But let's just go back real quick for a week. There was three people that died last week.
Within the week, yeah. It was Ken Howard.
Ken Howard.
Most people know him from The White Shadow, right. Dynasty, and being president of the...
And there was somebody that died the same day or the day before. Do you remember who he was? And I'm not talking about Gary Shanley, but it was somebody else. Do you remember?
Yeah, you're right about that.
Because my sports show, the guy said, hey, that's two gone, 24 hours. Do you know? That means another one's got to go. And within 3 days, Gary Shanley went.
Yeah, it was somebody who wasn't huge.
Right.
And I'm not sure if it was in the movie or TV field. It was somebody. It was a celebrity, but I'm not sure if they were an actor or an actress or something like that.
Yeah, so three last week and then...
Patty Duke today.
It's 67 or 69.
69. She died of a...
burst. Something happened to her intestines.
Burst
in
intestines.
Yeah. Gosh.
She won that Oscar when she was 16 for supporting actress for The Miracle Worker back in 63, I think, or 61. 64.
61.
And then she went on to star in The Patty Duke Show, which was strange because, you know, she won the Oscar in 62 or 63 or whatever, and then The Patty Duke Show started like in 65. So usually after you win an Oscar, your career explodes in the motion picture field. 2 or 3 years later, she went to TV.
Yeah, there probably weren't a lot of kid roles or young roles back then for 16, other than Gidget, you know. That was probably...
Which was Sally Field, who also is just... let me see. She's...
By the way, who did Gidget? Who was Gidget?
Gidget was Sally Field.
Yeah, Sally Field. Okay, get those two mixed up. So that was probably about the... I bet she was up for the role of Gidget, though.
Could be.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Who knows? But anyhow, she's gone, and she was also the president of the SAG, and she went on to do movies and other TV shows, but she never really quite got that superstar fame.
Her husband, John Astin, from
Adam's Family.
Were they still married?
No, because she only went by Betty Duke, so she had dropped the Astin.
Is he still alive?
I don't think so.
Wow.
But, you know, his son was in The Strain, which is, when is that coming back?
Right, and Mark, that's right. Carrie's friend's boyfriend, I was telling you, this is weird. So Carrie's friend's boyfriend was working with him as his personal trainer and paid him like $16,000 for 3 months worth of work.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's
And it's like Carrie's friend's boyfriend wasn't like this big time, well known trainer. I think he was only doing this like for like 6 months or whatever.
Wow.
So I mean, those are crazy numbers.
Yeah, crazy numbers money wise. But when it comes to Hollywood, you know, money's value is different than it is to.
Speaking of crazy numbers, Brock, the quarterback, the backup quarterback for the Denver Broncos, who replaced
Brock Peters.
I wonder if he's still alive. Anyhow, yeah. Brock Osweiler, who was the backup quarterback to Peyton Manning when he was at Denver, only played three games, maybe four, last season. And he was a backup quarterback. Wasn't even that good. But played three games. He started three games. And he just signed last week or the week before, signed a $120 million contract to play, I think, in Houston.
Wow.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I mean.
But again, these numbers in pro sports are just absolutely crazy.
And they say there's a formula. It's based on, you know, market value and potential value and what have you. But that's just crazy.
Hmm. You're right about that.
I mean, even if it's like a 6 or 7 year contract, you're still looking at $18 million a year, and he was a backup last year.
Wow.
Boy, you must shit when those numbers come over these.
And then that comes with like huge signing bonuses too, don't they? Like, didn't Tom Brady just get a big signing bonus too?
Guaranteed money, yeah.
I mean, those signing bonuses are great.
Yeah. There's no doubt about it. And, I mean, it's crazy, but as I always say, Mark, you know, get it while you can.
Yeah. Hey, you see the news this morning, how Billy Dee Williams is back on board to do the promos.
Core 45 malt liquor?
Yeah, he did that in the 70s.
Isn't that fantastic? Yeah. Do you remember the commercials?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, what do you think the demographic is for the
Core 45?
Yeah, for the drink.
I think it's African-American.
It is.
Middle-aged.
Right. I would say it's, that's a good question.
Middle-aged, I mean 40s, 50s, that type of thing.
And because I would say if you went out to the hood to a 22-year-old who's going to the corner liquor store and buying either Old English, Mickey's, or Colt 45, do you think they'd know who he is?
Billy Dee Williams?
Yeah.
No, not if you're younger.
Yeah.
No, not if you're in that young demographic.
So Pabst Blue Ribbon owns Colt 45.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. So but I wonder how much he's getting paid.
Yeah. I would think not much.
But
you know.
But when I saw that, I'm thinking, this is fantastic. Do you think that's fantastic?
Well, it is to a certain point, but because this is the younger generation now, these people that are seeing these commercials and seeing Billy Dee Williams first, they don't know who he is. First off, they barely know what Colt 45 is, I think, let alone that. So, I mean, again, if you're a senior in your 40s and 50s, you know, you're thinking, oh, great, okay. But otherwise, I don't know, you know. Yeah. It's just like if they would be getting if James Coburn was still alive, and they'd say get James Coburn back for Schlitz Light.
Schlitz Light.
Yeah. But actually, Schlitz isn't even around anymore. You know,
Schlitz is around.
Oh, is it?
I'm sure
Schlitz.
Yeah. Schlitz,
okay.
Yeah, Schlitz
I haven't seen
there.
It in a long time.
Yeah.
I'll go pick up a six pack.
Yeah, but I don't think that's you probably get that at like BevMo or certain places like that or certain liquor stores. Yeah.
I haven't seen in years.
Yeah.
Anyhow,
but Schlitz Light. I can't remember how the Schlitz Light can looked. I remember Schlitz.
I got a can of Schlitz at home. Where did I get that?
I remember
that
the can of Schlitz. Boy, Schlitz was big like in the 70s.
Yeah.
Remember everybody was wearing Schlitz hats and t-shirts. But Schlitz Light, that's what it was. James Coburn was Schlitz Light.
Schlitz
right?
Light.
Yeah.
Two words. He got paid $500,000.
Yeah. But how did the can look?
Yeah. I can't remember, I got a can at home. And I'll take a picture of it and I'll send it over.
Oh, I thought you had a can of Schlitz, not Schlitz.
Oh, right, I have Schlitz. Yeah, not I remember. Schlitz Light. Yeah.
I know how the Schlitz Light. I mean, the Schlitz. What a
the
name.
Schitz.
How about Stroh's? Stroh's just had this. How they disappeared? They had the. Well, who had the dog?
That was wasn't that Stroh's?
No. Was that Stroh's?
Oh, it was my no, not Meisterbrow, was it?
No.
Who knows? I had
the
a Stroh's dog. Yeah.
Stroh's. I don't think Stroh's had the dog. What was the dog?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyhow, since we're talking about beers, have you seen that new Heineken commercial with
Antonio? Oh, no,
he's supposed to be Antonio Banderas, but people think he is. But
I love it.
He's
Benicio del Toro.
Right. Okay. Great commercial. Yeah. Right. But now I think this is part of the spiel in this thing. Blake disagrees with me, my son Blake. But I don't think there's 190.
Is Blake listening today, by the way?
Yes, he is.
Oh, right on, buddy.
Way to go, buddy. Way to go.
See you on Thursday, pal.
I don't think that. I think this is just a pitch to make the thing silly, just like they think he's Antonio Banderas. I don't think there's 192 countries in the world. And when he says that I'm known by 190, or Heineken served in 192 countries in the world, I think that's just a joke. Because, and again, when I say that this is outrageous, because you know, I think as well as I know, that there's usually only between 85 and 89 countries that are involved in Miss Universe pageant. So,
oh, so Mike, you're questioning that there's 192?
Yeah, I don't think there's 192 countries in the world.
There are. There's probably even – I'm sure there's even more.
Okay. Well, I disagree, and I think I'll Google it. Blake, if you're listening, Google that for me and send me a text. I got to find out how many countries are in the world. But I don't think 192. I just think that's crazy.
There are. Even though there's only 80 that participate in Miss Universe or whatever.
So you're saying half of the world does not participate in Miss Universe.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I disagree. Yeah. I disagree, and I'll research that one.
Yeah. Because there's definitely more.
Well, I disagree.
Okay. Well, Blake, you know what? You keep talking. I'm going to research it right now.
Well, let's have somebody else research it.
Yeah.
Oh, Blake already said that. He says 196. Boy. Oh, that's right. He's our fact checker.
Yeah.
Blake Harris is our fact checker. Yeah. Thanks for checking facts, buddy. Thanks
Blake,
for checking
right on.
Facts.
Uncle was right on
but
with
anyhow,
you, buddy.
I'll
right
double on. Check those
don't
facts.
We need the double check. We got the fact checker.
And would you turn the volume down on those things over there?
No problem. Absolutely. Absolutely.
A lot of product placement. You know, that's been around forever and ever, product placement. But it's weird. You know, I'm watching...
But I like that commercial. I mean, that commercial is great.
I'm watching Hotel the other night, which has got to be one of my all-time favorite classics, Lifesavers. When hotel thief, which is Carl Malden, he's in this one room, and there's two girls sleeping in there. They've got their own separate bed. And he's in there pinching their stuff while they're in the room while he's there.
Did you say pinching?
And so anyhow, he takes their stuff, and then he goes back. He sees the Lifesavers, and he grabs himself a Lifesaver. And I'm thinking, what a great pitch. This is back in 65 or 66 or whatever, and they've got Lifesaver in there. And did you see Better Call Saul last night?
Yes.
You know, a couple weeks ago, he mentioned Old Style.
Yeah.
Last night, did you see the Jay's Potato Chips poster in the store at the very start?
Did not.
Yeah, big old poster for Jay's Potato Chips there.
Oh, that's right. They were at his father's liquor store.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Did not notice that. Yeah. But speaking of which, product placement, we all know that Heineken spends a fortune on product placement. Great commercial, Benicio del Toro, whatever, but they're constantly in movies all the time. Billions, the other day, infused into the script. They actually said, I'll have one of those Heinekens. I mean,
you
so
know
that
what?
Actually was infused.
That's big on that because I remember a couple weeks earlier they had that bottle of Fiji that was just as prominently displayed as there could be.
Right, but this was infused in the script, which enhances it even more. And I'm thinking, wow,
got to pay more for that.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, how about that? They don't need to do that. But he says, I have one of those Heinekens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does Heineken
you have to do it if they're paying. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You want
but
make
I mean,
money.
They got this great commercial. I guess they just have an open.
Yeah, look at their big. They're the official beer. I think of James Bond. You know, they paid a fortune for that.
Yeah.
So yeah, they got all the money in the world.
Yeah. You know, we got a couple events coming up, Mark. We got the ESPYs. We got the Emmys. We've got some beauty pageants, which, by the way, have not heard back from Shayna Mochler, which surprises me. But anyhow, we're doing some for the Jenner sisters as well, and we have Emmys coming up again and as ESPYs. We have a returning client, RevCalm. That's Rev, RevCalme.us. That's RevCalm. That's a pillow, a spray fragrance, Mark, that you could spray on your sheets and your pillowcases to leave a soft, I love this, a soft, fresh scent on your pillowcase. Cases or bed sheets to make everything just smell good. You know, when you get done doing the laundry and stuff always smells good, get the RevCalm out there and throw a spray on there and it smells a lot more refreshing. Come in multiple flavors and fragrances.
Yeah, you know, this is too bad. But usually when we host our suites, they were at our Oscar suite last month, we always go out and make a point to get sample products for our own use, and so we can comment. And you know, we do our promos here on the show. Once we've had the product, naturally it gives us a better opportunity to promote the brand if we know more about it. And we fail to pick up our sample of RevCalm.
Well, you know how things start rolling, Mark. We don't get around to get to certain people as often as we like. And usually, though, a lot of our clients come up to us and give us a little sampler, a little bag. But unfortunately, like you said, we neglected to take advantage of that, because just looking at the website as we speak literally right now, and again, welcome on board. I think Tammy just came back from Abu Dhabi from being out there for like a month or so. Looking at the website, the stuff looks great.
Yeah.
And we've come across so many different brands over the years. We've been doing this since 2004. Have we come across a brand like this in the past?
I don't think so, which is unusual, which is what we like here at Wild Creation, Celebrity Gifting Suites on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills during Oscar Week and Emmy Week and whatever week they are. But no, I think this is an unusual item that we have not come across.
Yeah. Cool. But next time we're going to see her soon. Well, not soon, but next time we see her, we have to make sure that we get some of those samples for sure.
Absolutely.
For
absolutely.
Sure.
So back to product placement. Like I said, there was Lifesavers in that, which was great. There's always good product placement in Better Call Saul, which was a good episode again last night.
Yeah.
I tell you.
Yeah.
That's a wacky name that Mike's got. You know, they call him Mike in the show, but he's got like some weird name, Trouter or something. Adrian Trouter.
Oh, you mean his real name?
Well, no, his name in the show.
Oh.
They call him Mike, but his name in the show is like something like Adrian Trouter.
I see. Interesting.
Good show last night.
Real good show.
Good episode, I should say. Good episode. You know.
Always.
Same with Damien. That's a great show.
Yeah.
I always like the interesting ways they kill people in that show.
Oh, boy, that guy last week with that escalator.
How about that?
I mean,
right?
He couldn't. Well, it's a movie, but that guy got the raw deal, though.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he really did. But you are right. The killings are. So where's the show going to go? Because Damien in the show, he's relatively a nice guy, but he's supposed to be this evil demon. You know, the 666. But
Well, he doesn't know. He doesn't know.
Right.
If, you know, but
he's. I mean, he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
But he's the devil.
Yeah.
You know. Big shout out, Mark, to iBidForStorage.com, our sponsor. Every week we are brought to you live from our sponsor, iBidForStorage.com. That's iBid, the number 4, storage.com. Self-storage and self-storage auction bidding site located in Canada and the United States for the last 22 years. So get to their website. Check them out for all of your auction and bidding needs.
Great.
And you can reach them at 844-424-3669.
Great. You think I'll reach out to them. But that being said, speaking about talking storage.
And auctions?
A week from today.
What?
Storage Wars returns to the A&E family of shows. April 4th on A&E. New episodes of Storage Wars. Now, the question is to our listeners around the globe this morning.
Yep.
Will we return next week?
That's the question.
You got to wonder, right?
That's
Are the
wonder.
Harris brothers making a triumphant return to Storage Wars?
I don't know.
We'll see. Tune in. What time is it next Tuesday? Is it 9 o'clock? They moved the times around anything, right?
Well, they moved it. Yeah.
Has it 9 or 9:30? I don't know.
Is it still on Tuesday? It's always been on Tuesday, right?
Yeah. Right. I think so, yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. See what happens, right?
Do we know if there's any new bidders on the show?
I don't think we know much about it.
Do we know if any of the bidders have departed the show?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Are you telling me that you're going to have to tune in to watch, even myself?
I'm tuning in next week.
That's on A&E. And somebody, I just posted something today, Mark, and somebody from India, actually, this Veronica, I forgot what her last name was, she saw the picture of us posted, and she says, I didn't know that you guys were on that show.
Wow.
And I said, well, you evidently are not a fan.
Wow.
Yeah, so she's watching it in India, and she gave me the name of the channel. It's also through a History Channel,
right?
So we know
History Channel in India too, because I know that's how it is in England.
Europe. Yeah, in Europe, so which is kind of weird, isn't it? I mean,
Who knows? The whole system is weird and wacky, you know. But we're going to a couple of events tonight. There's a launch party of some new. Is it an LA Travel Magazine?
Fashion.
Or LA Fashion
Magazine? LA Fashion Magazine, yeah.
So we're going to be out and about this evening for a few hours, attending a couple of events in Hollywood and West LA. That would be
West Hollywood. Melrose would be West Hollywood,
right? But where the other event
that
is,
would be Borderline Beverly Hills.
Okay, Borderline Beverly Hills. So I guess you could just say Beverly
Hills.
Actually,
it might be Beverly Hills.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I think it is because I think that's considered the cusp.
Okay. So we're in Beverly Hills for this launch of this new LA Travel Magazine, and then we're going to be at another event on Melrose. It's a multiple event, I guess. There's a book signing, and there's some award going out to our compadre Sandy Margolis
is going to be
there receiving an award.
Beverly Hills realtor, right?
Who also writes Hollywood columns for Demigoddess.
Demigoddess.com. Check them out. Speaking of, where else are we going? You mentioned something.
I was just
going
to say we're attending events tonight, so we're out and about in Hollywood and Beverly Hills. If you see us, come on up to us, take a picture,
take
sign an autograph. We'll do whatever you want.
Sign an autograph. Jeez, no kidding, right? Do people still do that?
Yes, I
don't know.
They do.
But you just mentioned earlier that, just a moment ago, that it's a book signing. Is it a book signing or a book launch? Book signing.
Book signing.
Speaking of book signing, we were contacted by somebody yesterday reaching out to us saying that we would make a good, we would, if we ever get,
we'd have a good book. If we could put out a good book.
If we were considered doing a book. So yeah. We said, bring us up to date with what's involved with that. But yeah, somebody reaching, we had somebody reach out to us a couple months ago about doing a rap album. Now somebody's reaching out to us about doing a book. Yeah. Both of them are interesting opportunities.
Yes.
I think we would be.
We did write a book back in 1978. The book was titled Seneca, The Gang's All Here.
Yeah, just about our friends that we grew up with.
We submitted it for a publication, and we were denied by everyone.
Yeah.
Well, we were only 17 at the time.
Yeah, 17
the
or
name
16.
Of the book was Seneca, The Gang's All Here, and that's a great title, too.
In. Yeah, but at least we got a response back saying thank you, but no
rejected.
Thank you.
But
that being said, after all these years later, after being in this industry, in this business for the last 12 years, man, I don't have to tell you about the stories, the travels, the dining, the introductions, the disasters.
There's a lot to write about.
There's a lot to write about.
That's a half a century of stuff to write about. Stuff leading up to our new industry, our new life since 2004. There's a lot of good stuff that happened prior to 2004. And then everything that's happened since 2004, since we've become the Tastemakers, the Kings of Swag, the Twins of Swag, and so forth and
I
whatnot.
I think there's some other name somebody else gave us, too.
Anyhow,
that's something I think we're going to look into for us, Mark.
Mm-hmm,
Follow
mm-hmm.
up with that, because I think it could be, hey, the way things are going, everything is the bestseller nowadays.
Right, no kidding.
I mean, everybody's got a bestseller.
Right. And everything goes. So I mean,
you got to be darn right shitty if you're not.
The numbers have went down as to what quantifies a bestseller. I think 100,000 is really a bestseller.
So
but everybody writes books. Look at Ted Cruz has a book. You know, Donald Trump's got about eight books.
Well, they're big people. I'm talking a lot of nobodies are writing books. Everybody on the KTLA Morning News on the Today Show. These are people you've never even heard of.
You know, there's another book signing at the. Barnes & Noble at the Grove every couple of days.
Yeah.
And if it's not at a book signing at the Barnes & Noble at the Grove every couple of days, there's
soup?
One at the Soup Kit, or not at the Soup.
Soup. I think it's the Soup. Or soup.
What's it called? The one
Book
on,
Soup?
Book Soup on
book soup
Sunset,
soup.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's Book Soup or Barnes & Noble at the Grove. There's a book signing going on every week.
Yeah.
Right?
How about that?
Yeah.
Hey, about that? It's still March. We're not in April yet, so it's still March Madness. I don't know about you, but I've been trying to watch as many games as I can. Some of these games have been crazy. The other day or last week, there was, what was it? It was Northern Iowa? Not Northern Iowa. Iowa State, they scored 12 points in 44
seconds.
Oh,
yeah, I heard about that.
The most I myself have ever seen, Duke, about 15 years ago, I saw them score 10 points in 1 minute, literally 60 seconds. But the other day, 44 seconds, 12 points were scored. So it just goes to show you, you can never give up.
Yeah.
You never give up. And there's been some great games, some fantastic upsets, and this weekend is the Final Four.
Already,
yeah. I mean, it goes quick. The first
weekend. Well, the Final Four, is that going to be Saturday or Sunday? I know
Saturday.
The game is on Monday, right?
Saturday,
the Final Two?
3 p.m. game and 6
Saturday.
P.m. game. Yeah.
Okay, so then Sunday's a day off, and then Monday's the – where's the
Houston.
Final? Houston, huh?
Houston.
Where in Houston?
Where the Texans play. It's in
the indoor
Reliant
football. Stadium. Yeah,
yeah.
I was there. We took
so
the family there.
Right
next to the Astrodome.
They're talking about possibly in 5 years or so bring the Final Four to the new Rams Stadium.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Should be.
Fantastic.
Speaking of which, did you see the thing in the CBS Morning News the other day about the next WrestleMania?
No.
You know where it's
not.
Taking place?
No, but first off, what is it, like 25? Or is it
30? Let's see. I don't know.
It's probably at least 25.
Blake and I went a few years ago. We went about 2000.
I went to one. Way back in like 88 or 89, so it's at least 30. But anyhow, where's the next one going to be?
Carbo Stadium, AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, I was going to say. But
yeah, they're expecting 100,000 there.
Wow.
The record right now for WrestleMania, I think, was 89,000.
Wow.
About 15 years ago.
I don't care what anybody says. It's fake. Colin Cowell, who does a great morning sports show here in L.A., and actually he's national, but he's based out here in L.A., he was talking about this morning how he's saying he loves the industry, he loves all the money that's being made, but no matter how you slice it, it's fake.
Even though,
a lot of people, still, even our buddy Mark Eric, I think, says, no way it's fake.
Oh?
These guys aren't getting hit like that, and it's fake. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's fake. Sure, they hit each other. But
even the WWE admits it's
speaking of the resume, how about that Hulk Hogan getting, what is it, $140 million in that lawsuit?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Is that crazy or what?
That's crazy. But, you know, good luck getting it.
Yeah.
Or just like Aaron Rodgers, or not Aaron Rodgers.
She's going to end up getting
$7
million. She's going to end up getting $7 million. That's what they said last
week.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good money for, I mean, Hey, her career went up.
We keep on bouncing from here to here to here to there. That's just how we do it on this show. But speaking of Erin Andrews, who was eliminated last night from?
The most obvious should have been eliminated. But the reason I thought the most obvious wouldn't be eliminated because the one that was eliminated was the most famous person that was on there with a huge following. You see him every day on Fox News. He was just on the Celebrity Apprentice. He's got a huge following, but he was without question. Without doubt, the worst dancer in the history of that show. And I've seen every season. Gosh. He was worse than Master P. Geraldo Rivera got sent home yesterday because he was just awful.
Okay, so he did get okay. Yeah. Who did you think? Okay, because I figured I only saw.
Well, there were three that were in the final to get eliminated, and so all three were three that I said was going to be there.
But
Doug Flutie, who's just as bad. Well, not, we're not going to say just as bad because nobody is as bad as Geraldo was.
Okay, so it was right then.
Usually if you have the good following, you stay on. You stay on. I mean, look at Paula Deen. I mean, she's got millions of followers, and she was as awful as could be, and she went on for a good six episodes.
Did she really?
Same with Gary Busey.
I don't really watch the show. I can't comment.
Gary Busey was as bad can be. He went on for six episodes.
I did tune in last night. I did tune in last week at the same time to see Geraldo, and he was just darn right terrible.
Awful. Just as bad as could be.
Now, you said Misha Barton was
awful.
Not only
was she awful, she... And I'm sure next week she's gone for sure because last night they were showing stuff from the week before. Her comments, she had an attitude. It was very obvious. She wanted nothing to be there. She didn't want to be there.
I saw on KTL, who was that girl that they showed on the news this morning that she looked great?
Probably the
girl
the wrestler.
Okay.
The wrestler, I forget. Or what do they call it, UFC?
She had the replacement, but...
And they're making this big deal about the replacement. Oh, he came on with 4 hours' notice.
Well, you got to know what you're doing.
These are the professional dancers. Yeah, they've been there forever. They know how to dance.
But this is like a backup dancer.
No. This is the guy that's always there, but he's just not there this season. He's one of the guys that's always there.
So he's going to be like the understudy because you still have to.
Well, no, he's not an understudy, Matt. They have their eight or nine that are there every year.
Well,
and
I know,
then every year
I know.
They have to alternate. But you still have to
know what
be there.
But you still have to know what they're doing, though, what kind of dance they're doing. Each week they do something different.
These are dancers that are there for a whole season. They know what dances are going on.
But
they know the rumba.
This guy's a dancer from last season.
Right.
So he doesn't know what was going on.
Every season they have the same 10 dances. They've got the rumba.
Oh, they do?
I knew
they do the tango or whatever.
Right.
Or they do whatever.
They have the same 12 dances every season.
Just each week that the dancers create their own.
What
dance did they do last night?
It was Latin night, so it's the rumba. It's the
like I said,
what do you call the one they do in Argentina? The
I don't
tango?
Watch the show. I watch tidbits of. I'm turning the channel, or I watch on the news the next day. But but anyhow, and I was like I said last week. I only caught a tidbit of that deaf guy. He looked fantastic.
Oh, he's great.
In fact, I was going to say he's without even watching the show, I called him as the winner. But after I saw this young woman this morning, she looked like a professional dancer. And this is 2 weeks in.
He got slammed last night too because he was great. But he got slammed still because
what did he get? What numbers?
Sevens.
Who got the top score last night?
That girl. I don't know. Who?
That girl. The wrestler.
I don't know. I didn't see who got the top score. I'm back and forth with it. But anyhow, you can't, when you're dancing, you cannot, this particular dance that they did last night, you can't get lifted. He lifted his partner. And that's taboo. You can't lift a partner at all.
You can't lift a partner?
In this particular dance that they were doing. Not all dances. Some dances, naturally, you have to get lifted.
I bet Len really broke his balls.
He did.
The other two probably didn't really care.
He's a pro.
All Bruno wanted to do was probably bang him.
Well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But...
And last week it looked like, what's her name, Carrie Ann Arbor. She looked like she was inebriated.
Hmm.
I mean, she looked like she was plastered on something.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't think that
and
at
Lynn,
all.
And Lynn looked like he just got off the plane. He was such in a cranky mood, and she looked like she was on something. Huh. And Bruno looked like all he wanted to do was bang the deaf dude.
They all looked the same to me, week in, week out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Anyhow, entertaining show. It's too bad to see Geraldo go.
What the shit is going on with this John Lovett shit?
Oh, didn't you see this morning?
So it is fake.
It's for the video. It's for that
promoting his new spot in The Apprentice.
No, it's promoting. They're in a song. There's a music video out, and they're both in the music video. So they're just doing the promoting that music video.
Who in the hell is Jessica Lowndes? That's her name. Who is she? Do you know who is? That's the one that's in the video with him.
She's got some show on right now, and she was on KTLA promoting it a few months ago. It's one of these shows that are like on the CW that nobody watches.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Or on.
So what's this video? Where could you see the video? Why
it's
is
a music video. I don't forget what the group is. Sure. It's got this music video out.
Oh.
Yeah, so they're
well, just, good for him.
They're doing the music video, yeah.
I mean, he's been in, like, we researched him before.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff. As a matter of fact, they just saw him at Seinfeld last week, I think Friday night or
Seinfeld.
Thursday. Yeah. He was the guy with he was wearing the toupe.
Yeah.
Jack.
You know, we all love each year doing the Chris Everett celebrity charity tennis event in Boca Raton, and John Lovitz is one of the wonderful celebrities who's attached to the event. I always love working with him. And
I don't like working with him. He's a button. No. Sometimes you know. He's got issues, you know?
Yeah. But always nice that he could contribute.
He could be
time.
Friendlier, put it that way.
Yeah. Always nice that he could contribute his time to that such a great cause. And his game is pretty decent.
I've been saying that for years. Yeah. He plays a good
and we
good
always
tennis.
Comment with him. We always say, hey, John, man, you're a great player. I guess to some people, you're just never good enough. And he's, I don't know if he's just being modest or humble or what, but we always say, John, you got a great game. And he always comes back and says, eh, not really, you know, not really. But, of course, he's not at a professional level. But considering he's just an average guy in his 50s, he plays a pretty decent game.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, but I was really surprised.
Yeah, he's 57.
57, and I think he's been in about 80 movies.
Yeah, he's constantly doing stuff, but so I think most of his stuff goes straight to DVD.
Yeah, so I have to go back to the question we always say nowadays: the millennial crowd. Is that the millennials? Is that what they are? The young crowd?
Yeah, the millennials. Millennials.
Do they know John Lovitz?
Probably not, because the only way that they would know him, I think, now is from reruns of Seinfeld. The one episode he was in.
I didn't even know he was in that. And I watched Seinfeld. Maybe. Well, it depends. But I watched Seinfeld on occasion, but I never knew he was in there.
Yeah. One episode. Only one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you know what year that was?
Oh, 95, I guess, or 94. Yeah.
Benchwarmers is, I mean, I can't really, I know he was in Benchwarmers. That was about 10 years ago. That was a popular movie. But what one movie would you say that he was in?
Mom and Dad Save the World.
Mm-mm.
Wasn't he in that one? No?
He probably was, but I'm just saying, wow.
Yeah. And then another movie? Absolutely.
I know, The Great Race.
No, The Rat Race,
yeah.
Which was great. He was a bust-up in that.
Yeah.
I mean, just a bust-up.
Yeah.
But I guess that's it. The Rat Race, Mom and Dad Save the World, Benchwarmers. Those are the only three movies that I could think of.
But
was he in The Grown-Ups? Grown-ups?
Oh, yeah.
And there were two of the
Grown-Up
movies.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Yeah. But, you know, after we...
My fact-checker's not checking facts right now, so I don't know.
But after we last did the Chris Everett event, I think we researched him because we were curious.
Yeah.
And he's been very current and relevant.
Yeah.
So he's going to be in the new season of Apprentice.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Huh.
And in fact, that's what they were saying yesterday. This whole thing with this Jessica Lowndes or whatever, that it's a publicity stunt because he's going to be in the new Apprentice and he's trying to get some, awareness.
Exposure.
Yeah. So... But yeah, so now that we know he's going to be on, this is with Arnold Schwarzenegger, right?
Yeah, I just don't see how that's going to work.
What are you apprenticing?
Right.
The
original one that you were apprenticing to be work for Donald Trump,
right.
And the celebrity apprentices was another thing because, again, you've got his business.
That was for charity with the celebrities.
Yeah.
So that was
well,
a little
I'm sure
different.
They're going to go charity here, but it's like you're at
right.
the Trump
yeah,
Tower.
That's right.
You're working for you're going for Donald Trump. Everybody knows Arnold Schwarzenegger has many business concerns, I'm sure, but there isn't like a Schwarzenegger Tower that he goes to work every day at. He's got that one office Santa Monica he goes to. It's just a little bit different, and it's diluting the brand, if you ask me.
I wonder if, speaking of Schwarzenegger, one of his restaurant is still there in Santa Monica, Shotzi's. Was it called Shotzi's?
I haven't heard Shotzi's mentioned in 15 years.
Shotzi's on Main, yeah. I was there once. Shotzi's on Main. Boy, some of these restaurants come and go, and you totally forget.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Chow's in Vegas now, you know.
Hey, there's a Mr. Chow in Malibu, too, isn't there?
I don't think so.
Fact checker?
Mr. Chow in Malibu? That might be new, too. But maybe so. But where? Look at this, Mark. A whole page ad for Tito's, our client in Travel and Leisure.
Oh yeah,
whole page.
I saw that.
And they have a whole page. Don't they have like a not a whole page? They got like a quarter page in.
They got stuff
USA
all over
Today.
The place for Tito's.
Yeah, you how know, about
they're
that?
Sponsors
Tito's,
for a lot of events.
But my mother-in-law hates it. I mean,
really?
Yeah, I mean, I love it.
Oh, my brother-in-law doesn't think it's no big deal either.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay, vodka.
Yeah. Well, I mean, vodka is vodka in my opinion.
Exactly. There's vodka, unless there's bad vodka, like Burnett's vodka, right?
Yeah.
Everything else, we've gone over this before.
Yeah.
Your Kettle One, your Belvedere, your Grey Goose, they're all about
those
the
three.
Same.
Those three are like the
so
premier
why
ones.
Would somebody take Kettle One over Grey Goose or, you know,
I like that on vinyl. We're talking about vinyl. It's the HBO series that I love a lot about the record business in the 70s. He's on the plane coming back and he says, he doesn't just say, give me a couple of vodkas. He says, two Smirnoffs on the rocks.
Yeah, and this was set in the 70s?
Yeah, so that's when Smirnoff was
What other brands, vodka brands can you think of that were out there
back
in the 70s?
I can't remember the 70s, but I know 80s. Popoff and there was another one. There was one other one. But yeah, Smirnoff ruled the roost. Just like tequila, Mark, Cuervo ruled the roost forever. You know, it was like Cuervo and it was...
Don Julio.
Well, no, I'm talking about like in the 70s and 80s. It was all just Cuervo. Didn't hear about Don Julio until the resurgence of tequila being popular. But anyhow, I loved it. Two Smirnoffs on the rocks. And the bottles they gave him, you know, like how now they're plastic. The little bottles were glass.
Oh, yeah,
you know? So
I think you might still be able to get glass ones at BevMo. They sell all the little bottles.
Oh, is that right?
I think some of those are glass.
You don't say.
Yeah.
How about the return of Selfridges?
Yeah, and you know, the weird thing about that, what caught me off guard, did you see him when he was on the Today Show 2 weeks ago? I could swear that he said April 3rd or something.
I didn't, Mark, and I didn't even know the show was coming back, to be honest with you. And I didn't see him when he was on, though. Did they talk about the show?
Yeah, they did. That's where he was on there.
Yeah. Damn it. Yeah, when he was coming up, I don't know what happened. I missed him or whatever, but...
And they showed clips of it.
I didn't even know it was on. You know, my
so
TiVo,
this is the final season.
TiVo automatically TiVos it. And yesterday morning, I just went to check TiVo, and there it was. And I said, "I'll be damned."
And you know what? I saw it in the listings on Sunday night, but I guess leading up to it was they had the special about Selfridges, the real Selfridge. And I saw that. I saw that in the listing. And when I saw that, I guess I didn't look after that to see Selfridges was on. I just saw that and I thought, oh, okay, they're doing
this.
Did
you watch it?
No, I've seen it before. Oh. And I saw that and I thought, okay, they're leading up to next week's Selfridges. So I didn't go past that.
Yeah.
So, surprising.
It was a good episode. It's like my favorite show, but I think 2 hours was too long for it.
Well, 90 minutes.
It was 90 minutes?
It was 90, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, 86 90. Minutes together,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But
it was too long. It was too long.
I can't figure out what the time frame difference was between the last episode.
Well, remember, the last episode ended at the end of World War One because there was that big scandal about the boots, that Selfridge for the troops. So it ended around 1919, 1920.
Wow, so 8 years. Because all of a sudden, that went Mr. Groves. All his kids were all grown.
Right.
And last time, he had a newborn, I thought.
Which was the little kid there.
The little
which
kid.
Which is now 12,
probably,
I guess.
Yeah.
So I think it must have ended in 1919, because you've got, it was 28, I think it started yesterday.
Yeah.
So you got 9 years that passed.
Actually, I think World War One ended in 1918. I think it was 1915 to 18. So
well, I know when it ended, but I don't think the show went on, right? It's continued after World War One. That's what I'm saying. It ended about 1919.
Yeah.
So that would make this kid about
such a big gap?
10. I don't know. Well, because it's the final season. Hmm. And you can't just go a year or two. If you're going to final season, you got to see how everything falls apart for him.
Yeah.
And it's already starting to do that in yesterday's episode.
Yeah.
His gambling, his drinking, and his mother dying.
He took that fall, and his mom died.
So,
and,
you know, you have to move on to his...
And when the season ended last, he was trying to be hustled or conned by that one girl that he was going to get married to.
Yeah, with the housing.
But wasn't there another woman involved, too, that he did get married to? No?
I don't know. See, that's what happens when you have this big gap in between shows.
How long has it been since it was?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it was a good show. I like it.
Yeah.
But this will be the final season for that. Downton Abbey's over. That's over. And
Good Wife, final season. Mm-hmm. What else? Something else? Some other things?
Sunday's the final episode of Billions. It's the final, the season finale of Billions.
Really? Sure. I thought there was two episodes left.
Yeah, it was Sunday and then this week.
Really?
So you've got Billions ending on Sunday. You've got The Dead ending on Sunday. Good Wife ending in 2 weeks. Saul, there's only two more episodes of Saul, I think.
The Walking Dead will end, but they'll be replaced by Fear the Walking Dead.
Right.
Yeah. And just like when Downton Abbey just ended, so that's replaced by Selfridges.
Just like when The Bachelor ends, it's replaced by Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
When that ends, Bachelorette will be up.
Bachelorette.
They own Monday Night.
Yeah. Once again, Mark, we want to give a big shout-out for today's sponsor, and every Tuesday sponsor, iBidForStorage.com.
Great.
For all your self-storage and self-storage auction needs, check out iBid, the number 4, storage.com, or give them a call at 844-424-3669. Again, that's iBidForStorage.com.
Great. Great.
Yeah.
Also, anybody, you know, I always say this as we're closing out the show, and I'm always rushing to get it out there. So I'm going to do a bit of a head start on our fans who like to follow us, listen to us, see what's going on in the world of Harris. You know, a lot of people, you know it as well as I do, Matt. We bump into fans every day
all
of the week out there.
Yeah.
And they're always asking how they can get their daily dose of the Harris Brothers.
That's right.
Well, people, I'll tell you how you can get your daily dose of the Harris Brothers. Go to www.firstrun.tv channel. Two, and see the Harris Brothers Fabulous World of Wow. It's a great way to see what we've been doing, who we are, and so forth. It's a lot of fun, too. I mean, the great thing about this, too, is you can catch it, listen to it, watch it 24/7, 365, anywhere, any place, at your desktop, laptop, iPad, iPhone, Galaxy, Samsung, any type of instrument. There you got it. Right there. A lot of people want to get a hold of us, too. They want to follow us.
Oh, you betcha.
Right? On social media, which is huge.
Betcha.
Twitter.
We're getting more followers on Facebook, Mark, per day than we ever have.
Amazing. Twitter.com/WowHollywood. We're always looking to get new Twitter followers, follow our tweets. We're tweeting all the time. Also, Facebook friends. Who doesn't want more Facebook friends? Facebook.com/WowCreations. This way, you get an update. You see where we're going, what we're doing, what events we're doing, what events we're attending. Also, Flickr.com. If you want to see a bunch of pictures, we got a couple hundred pictures on Flickr.com. And also, not to forget, LinkedIn.com. We're always looking for new followers and friends at LinkedIn.com, MySpace.com. And, of course, every Tuesday here on 11 o'clock Pacific time, LATalkRadio.com, Channel 2, the Harris Brothers, the Kings of Swag. If you want to see us, if you want to hear us, those are the way to do it. If you want to see what's going on our website, www.wowcreationsmedia.com. Send us an email if you want an autographed picture, a post, or an autographed picture, or a T-shirt. wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. For whatever reason, that's down. wowcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. You want to see us? You want to hear us? You want to write to us? Everybody. That's
and we are available for appearances too, Mark.
Hey, that's right. Yeah. We have a team working for us. Publicist, manager, agent. So that's a whole team.
That is a team.
Right?
That is a team. Hey, Mark, have you ever heard of a suvette? A suvette. This is the fashion portion
it
of our show.
It sounds like a thing you take when you have a sore throat.
Yeah, right? It could be like something like that. A suvette. It is a new type of jacket that's being introduced in Europe. It's a it's part comforter. Part jacket.
It sounds like a duvet.
Yeah, exactly. That's a duvet. It's part duvet, comforter, jacket, and the back. It's like a big, you know, the puffer jackets. They're kind of making a comeback these days. This thing, go to check it out, Suvette, S-U-V-E-T. It's an interesting thing.
Are they a paid sponsor on today's show?
They are not, but this is just
must be something you're really intrigued by.
I am. It's neat. I wouldn't mind. It's like a puffer jacket, but it's huge that you can actually use.
Is it Gore-Tex?
I don't know what it is, but I don't think it's Gore-Tex. I would have heard that. But check it out. It's a suvette.
Huh.
Doesn't it sound European?
It does.
You see people walking around the streets of Europe wearing this thing. I'm not kidding when I say this. It's like a puffer. Hey, well, you know, you've seen those people where there's like sumo blow-up outfits where they
sumo fight,
yeah,
right?
It's something similar to that. But it's a fashion thing. It's a jacket.
Wow.
Yeah. Suvette. Check it out. And I like the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
Suvette,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Never heard of it. Yeah.
Well, it's new. It's just being introduced as we speak, I think.
Interesting. Yeah, so, right. You know, we got that new show that came on the other day, the Catch. It was kind of cool, and I'll tell you why I think it's kind of cool.
Con Man, right?
I always like a show about a con man,
yep,
or a movie, and then a private investigator, which, by the way, when was the last time there's been a private eye show on TV?
Man, I couldn't even tell you.
You can't even think about it, right?
No.
Remember the 70s and 80s, there were private eye shows everywhere. Everywhere.
Cannon, Mannix, Heart to Heart.
Rockford Files, Magnum PI,
$100
Mannix.
A day. Isn't that what the...
No, $200 a day.
$200
plus expenses.
Rockford.
And I know that because I watched an episode of Rockford Files the other day. But
damn.
The Rockford Files, this was about 74 to 78, maybe 79.
Oh, it was into the 80s, Mark. It was in
Rockford Files?
Yeah, it was into like 82.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Fact checker, check on that.
Yeah.
Because I thought it lasted about five seasons. I know it was on in 74. So, but anyhow, and I'm thinking 74, the episode I watched the other day was 75, and I'm thinking, she came in, Joan Van Ark, by the way, she came in and asked him, what do you charge for a day? $200 a day plus expenses.
Well, that's a lot
75?
Back then. Yeah.
That's a fortune.
Plus expenses.
Right?
Yeah. But and he still lived in that...
trailer, which, by the way, the other day when they were showing it, it looked awful. Rusted all around the side, you know? I mean, it just looked terrible. But I was thinking about that the other day. In the 70s and 80s, there were, you know, Matt Houston, all these private eye shows... all these private eye shows. And Bronk, I think, wasn't Bronk,
Bronk
with, think, with wow, the Jack maybe, Palance? I maybe. Think he was a private eye, too. Cannon. But all these guys were private eyes.
Was Banachek was an insurance investigator.
Right. But there's been nothing lately. So that's why when this sketch came out, I thought, this is how cool that is. You know, you got a con man and you got a PI. Perfect. So I'm curious to see how the ratings go, but it's on that Thursday night.
Speaking of ratings, did you see how that that live TV did last week called The Passion?
When was it on?
It was on.
I did see what it was on. It didn't do that good in the ratings
because everything else that they did, these other live shows, Cinderella.
I think it's a little bit different. This was like a religious.
Anyhow, Rockford Files was on until 1980.
Okay.
Yeah, but. But yeah, I was very curious because it just seemed like it wasn't going to do as well, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. All these live movies, and there was the ratings weren't in the LA Times last week.
Yeah, I saw them.
Oh yeah,
yeah, I saw them. Oh. Came out Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you don't get the paper on Wednesday.
Yeah, but you did. Was it in the top 10?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like 18 or 19, maybe.
Oh, so
20.
It was in the top 20.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess that's good because a lot of the shows that are in the top 20 are shows that people consider a hit.
I didn't think it would do that good, to be honest with you. Just and part of it wasn't even live.
And I don't think they did a lot of promotion for it either.
Yeah.
You know, and if you don't promote the thing, you don't. I mean, I only heard about it, I think, the week before.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyhow.
No doubt.
So we're here every Tuesday at 11 a.m. at latalkradio.com. It's a great way to catch up on what the Harris Brothers are doing. If you see us out and about tonight, make sure you say hello.
Don't be afraid to come up and say hi.
If you're interested in
photos are welcome as well.
Participating in our, we're doing a Kylie Jenner, Kendall Jenner style swag bag. You want to get your brand?
Oh, that's going to be a big one.
A lot of interest.
Yeah.
If you want to be involved in our SB gifting suite and gift bags in July, get a hold of us. I gave you all the information, so send it out to us. And I guess until Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on latalkradio.com.
And I think next week when we're here, Mark, it's going to be in the 80s again.
Get out, eat something good, drink something good, enjoy life, because like Pitbull always says.
Oh, I like it. They played his music in The Catch.
Great, right?
Yeah.
Every day above ground is a great day.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.